Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. All right, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've spoken to many of you, whether it was through telemedicine or my listeners who have been in isolation, who have been in quarantine, or depending on where you live, now a lockdown or city shutdown. And I have been dreading any of those because, as you guys know, I'm a workaholic. I am very, very social, and I'm a workaholic. Somebody telling me not to work or not to broadcast is almost worse than you punching me in the face. And yes, I know some of you would like to punch me in the face too. Please don't. I do telemedicine, so unfortunately, I have been busier than I ever have been. I've worked more than I ever thought. I am going to need a vacation from this shutdown or lockdown. But I'm fortunate to have a job. I mean, I'm fortunate to be able to work. It just, wow. Wow, are we over, you know, we are just, you know, over inundated with people that need care on telemedicine. And I'm broadcasting, so I'm keeping busy. But, you know, a lot of you that are kind of stuck at home, you want to go to work. It's amazing how many people are actually missing work. You would think they wouldn't. And, you know, you're home. And even though we have our own little microbiome and we got our little bacteria and we got our cushy pillows and our you know, chairs and our ottoman and we got our pets, you don't feel right. Any of us that have already been home, I think now for what, Rod, 48 hours in my neck of the woods? I think it's 48 hours. You kind of start feeling guilty. You feel like, whoa, I should be doing something. You feel like, you know, you're given life, you have this opportunity to live and be productive, and you're not being productive. And so if this goes on, this, you know, psychological, you know, dilemma of, well, wait a second, I'm stuck home, I don't want to be home, I'm home, you start to then feel worthless. And, you know, we hear in the news, you know, all sorts of horror stories about this virus and, you know, how many, you know, cases there could be and death and all that, that somebody could be like, well, why is Dr. Dahlia talking about touchy-feely, you know, psychological, you know, ramifications of this? Because you don't understand, okay? You know, we're trying to have a healthy environment. We're trying to have a healthy population. Locking somebody up for a month, all right, that's not the healthiest thing. True, we have to avoid the virus. But if we don't figure out how to do a lockdown or isolation correctly, we're not going to be the most healthiest folk coming out of it, okay? Like The Walking Dead, all right? We need to give some guidance, and we're not. We're so overwhelmed with people being sick or people having a fever, cough, or shortness of breath, you know, three main symptoms of coronavirus, but any of those three can, you know, signify you could be sick, or you might not have any symptoms and have it, but we're so inundated with all the cases and stopping the spread, we're just saying, okay, go home, self-isolate. Just self-isolate or quarantine or stay home for 14 days. Or now in this case, avoid the outdoors, avoid others, avoid work for a month. And any guidance on that? We don't have a lot of guidance. So I tried to provide some. It's interesting because, you know, my kids, you know, they always talk about, oh, I don't want to go to school, I don't want to go to school. See, I love school. I love school. I'd be scratching at the door in the summer. I couldn't wait to go to school. I was so bored being at home. I loved school. And my kids are like, you know, school stinks. But it's interesting because one of my kids was able to talk to some friends, you know, that he hasn't talked to the last 2 days. He goes, Mom, it was so good to talk to them. We're only talking 48 hours. So, you know, we do need to keep, you know, contact. We do need to be productive. And we won't feel guilty and we won't feel worthless if we turn this around, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. It's my favorite saying. So, you know, many of us have put stuff off. You know, we needed to, you know, paint the wall. We needed to change the light fixtures. We needed to do it. Do it now. This is exactly the time when you could be fixing things in your house that you would put off because of work. Now, I get it. I'm a procrastinator. I mean, if I don't want to, you know, do something, like, I have to, like, go through all sorts of boxes, you know, from when we first moved into my house years ago, and I don't want to do it. I just don't want to do it. So I get putting it off. But if you ever had an opportunity to do it, you do it now. But get this. If you really want to be productive, okay, I don't know what the housing market's going to look like, but if there are any housing improvements you could do to help increase your, you know, house's real estate value, do it. If it's time to remodel the kitchen, remodel the kitchen. If putting in a deck will help your property value, changing up the landscaping. I mean, you don't have to so much build a pool, but if adding a fountain or putting in landscaping or changing out some cabinetry can help improve your home and increase your property value, now's the time to do it. And, you know, we got kids. Okay, my kids grew up way too fast. I worked every day of their childhood. I worked while I carried them. I worked when I was supposed to be on bed rest. I worked, you know, right after I gave birth to them. And so I didn't really get to watch the kids grow up. So spend the time with the kids now. And, you know, if you don't want to play board games and if you don't want to play with their toys, then, you know, teach them stuff. You know, teach them how to change a car battery. You know, teach them how to fish. You can still go fishing. Nobody's stopping you from going fishing. Teach them how to hike. Teach them how to, you know, start a fire. Teach them how to set up a camp. You know, this is your time to teach your kids. Teach them how to cook. Teach them how to sew. Anything you thought you wanted to teach them, now's the time to teach them. Well, the kids aren't going to want to learn from me. What else are they going to do? You know? I love little chemistry sets, microscope sets, things like that. Those are things you could do. You know, there's a lot of little products, little projects that the kids could work on. Have them paint a wall in their room. You know, if the room has all four colors, paint one wall. I mean, as long as your apartment allows it, why not? Get a piece of furniture and let them paint that furniture. I don't care if it's blue, red, green, whatever colors. We let our kids do that. They had a great time painting a piece of furniture. And then that got to go in their room. They could paint pictures for the walls. So there's a lot of things you can do to keep your kids busy. And let's say you always want to learn Spanish. Take an online course. There's online courses. If there was anything you wanted to do right now, do it online. Learn how to take a course, get some extra college credits. Don't forget to exercise. You got to get exercise. You got to get out there. You got to get some fresh air. Write a book. Write a blog. Skype with family. And, you know, don't feel guilty about resting, okay? You get a chance to rest. And be careful with your screen time. If you overdo your screen time, you're going to get strained. So it's not all about Netflix and Internet. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one problem many of you are having is you're not allowed to go back to work until you're cleared by a doctor. Okay, so I've been getting some messages on what to do. And we are taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. So one concern that's been happening is somebody coughs at work. Okay, so they cough at work. Boss sends them home. You're like, oh, please, are you kidding me? Well, remember, you know, the boss, it can get in trouble. Because somebody else, one of your other coworkers, could be like, you're letting that person work and they're coughing? So boss or supervisor has to say, you go home. They say, look, just go home and just come back with something in writing saying you could be here. Because, again, it's all about, you know, protecting others, and it's all about protecting yourself. And, again, lawsuits. So you leave, and you had a cough. It could have been an acid reflux cough. It could be an allergy cough. I mean, we have allergies. You guys are going to, there is going to be no doubt in the next few weeks, you're going to hear me go, well, because it's allergy season. We're having pollen blooms right outside. I mean, I want to get some fresh air during this lockdown. I want to go outside. But we have allergens, okay? So, I mean, you know, I just expect the next couple weeks I will have some sniffles, okay? That's just what happens during allergy season. But I get it. We have a virus that is right now, let's just give you guys the latest updated numbers, just because that's what my show is supposed to do. We have a total of 236,000 worldwide cases, 9,800 deaths, 86,000 have recovered. China, 8 new deaths, 34 new cases. So slowing down a bit in China, but still rising. Italy has now jumped from 35,000 an hour ago being reported to 41,000 with 5,300 new cases reported, 427 deaths. We're going to talk about what we think will be going on in Italy. But Italy is now more than half its way towards China numbers, and they have much less population. Iran's at about 18,000 numbers with 1,000 new cases and 149 new deaths. Spain is at 17,000 cases, 165 new deaths, total deaths 800. Germany had 2,200 new cases and is at 14,000 total. The USA has now jumped to 11,000 cases, 300, total deaths 161. No new deaths in the last hour being reported, but definitely new cases, 11,329. Okay. And so, where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. Okay, so not going to work. I apologize. I'm allowed to have a Biden moment, okay? So, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you start to cough at work. People are seeing these numbers going, oh, hell no, I don't want to be a casualty. I'm hearing that hospitals might be over, hospitals may be filled to capacity. I don't want to get sick. So, you know, understandably so, your coworkers don't want to be around you if you're coughing. So the big problem we're seeing is you go home and you're like, all right, I need to go back to work. So you call up telemedicine. And telemedicine is supposed to give you guidance on who needs to be tested, who doesn't, if they recommend testing, if they don't. But it's tricky. Because if you have a cough or a fever or shortness of breath, those could be coronavirus. Even if you don't have symptoms, you could have coronavirus. If you live in an area where there are coronavirus cases, you can be at risk. So, you know, ideally, if you don't have symptoms of an illness, and we always recommend that you, whenever you have the last of your symptoms, to wait an extra 24 hours before going to work. This is, you know, whether you have flu or whether a cold, for years the advice has been 24 hours from your last symptom. Now, you and I both know that you could still cough for about a week or two after the flu, or you could still be sniffling, and people come back, they go, yeah, I'm getting over a cold. And everyone's like, okay, you're getting over it? All right, you're probably good. But, you know, you're still technically contagious if you're coughing or sneezing something. Even though it might just be your inflammatory response. And, you know, it might just be your own white blood cells causing you to cough. Nobody else knows if you still have pathogen or not. But with coronavirus, we just can't say, if we don't know that you have it or not, to wait 24 hours before you come back to work. So what's happening is employers won't let you go back to work. Your online doctor can't say you're clear. I mean, we can't say that you are coronavirus negative. And so here you are with no diagnosis. All you did was cough at work, and you can't go back to work. That's a problem. That's a big problem. And so I wrote an article on how to quell your cough, okay? And we're going to be talking about that in the next segment. But, you know, people do not, those people that are allowed to go to work are scared to death that they're going to be sent home just because they now have allergies. Now, there is going to be some light at the end of the tunnel if we have test kits. The big problem we have right now is we don't know who has it, we don't know, you know, who doesn't have it. And so we're hearing that some people that are coughing and sneezing and all that are coronavirus-free, and we're hearing that some people that absolutely have no symptoms at all are coronavirus-positive. And so you're like, what the hell? And to make matters worse, let me see if I can pull this up. The outbreak that started in Washington State turns out to be from people in the healthcare field. They said staff members who had worked while they were sick at multiple long-term care facilities, they believe were the cause of the spread of the COVID-19 among the vulnerable elderly in the Seattle area. They say 35 coronavirus deaths have been linked to the Life Care Center in Kirkland. A report Wednesday from the U.S. CDC provided the most detailed account to date of what drove the outbreak. That's obviously still raging in the Seattle area. Authorities have closed down restaurants, bars, health clubs, movie theaters, and other gathering spots this week. But they think what happened is people worked when they were sick. Now, they can't find staff member zero. They can't find the exact person of which this all started. And so they don't really know how the infection was introduced or spread. But they said they need the money. They don't have sick leave. They didn't recognize their symptoms. They denied their symptoms. That's according to Dr. Jeff Duchin, public health officer for Seattle and King County. This was a phone briefing he gave. So in mid-February, nobody really here was talking about the virus that much. Right? In January, we thought it was more of a disease in China. I, however, was very, very concerned, you know, with a huge rise in telemedicine patients calling, going, I have coughing and I have fever. They're like, I have the flu. And I'm like, I don't know if it's the flu. I go, can you please go in and get swabbed so we know? Because if it's not the flu, maybe it's what's, you know, been going on in China. And I don't know if a lot of people didn't. People don't want it. People don't want to go to the doctor. They don't want to go to the doctor. They'd rather call in and get treated. And I get that. I love telemedicine. I think telemedicine has been astronomical, and God bless these telemedicine companies for doing what they're doing. Unfortunately, though, all these presumed, yeah, I have the flu, cases in January and February might have never been the flu. So for any of us who have had the flu or a cough or cold, we're like, well, you know, I'll watch my breathing. I'll stay away from, you know, people the best I can. I won't share utensils. And as I've done all the 40-some years of my life, I'll be fine. No, you're not. Because unfortunately, this was a new virus. And this was a new virus that decided to be very, very deadly to older people. They also, public health authorities also surveyed long-term care facilities in the area. And they found that they didn't have enough personal protective equipment or other items such as alcohol-based hand sanitizer. And obviously nursing homes are vulnerable because staff members, you know, worked, you know, with symptoms. They said they worked at more than one facility, so they could have transferred something from one facility to another. Sometimes they didn't know about protecting their eyes or being careful while in close contact with ill patients. You would think nursing home people, you know, officials would know that. I mean, me as a medical professional, I know that even if I feel fine, I could be contagious. So, they say nursing home officials were also slow to think that symptoms might be caused by coronavirus and face problems from limited testing ability. So even if somebody was like, what if we got what's going on in Wuhan? Where were the tests? And, you know, and understandably so. We didn't, they take a while to make, considering we only got the, you know, information on this December 31st. So they believe what happened is that, you know, the 2 weeks sick leave that many of the full-time nurses got still wasn't enough. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
I'm doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration's efforts to curb the coronavirus crisis is relentless.
This was something that happened that was, some people would say, an act of God. I don't view it as an act of God. I would view it as something that just surprised the whole world.
As Congress considers a bill to send stimulus checks to Americans, the Washington Post is reporting that two payments of $2,000 would be sent to many Americans. The bill calls for the first payments to be issued beginning April 6th, with another wave of payments beginning May 18th. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham voted for the bill, but says he'd much rather have folks keep their jobs.
I'm not looking to send people a government check. I'm looking to keep their paychecks coming.
And Democratic presidential candidate Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is suspending her campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we want to avoid getting kicked out of work. All right, let's say you have a little cold. Now, by no means, okay, misinterpret this next segment as I want you to hide any coronavirus symptoms. Okay, if you think you have coronavirus, please, for the love of the Lord, do not go to work. The only way we're going to stop this whole spread and this, you know, economic insanity that, you know, that we have right now because of this little stupid virus that kills people and has now completely shut down the world, is to, you know, isolate people and just not let it have a chance to grow. And Italy is still, unfortunately, you know, having record-breaking numbers despite their lockdown. In fact, Italy may have to extend their lockdown. So if we in America don't want any of our lockdowns extending any longer than they have to, we need to get it together. However, We're going into allergy season. It's cold season. We're gonna cough, and you know, we don't want people freaking out. In fact, I think there is one city where the police departments are asking people to stop calling the police if they hear somebody sneeze or cough in their neighborhood. I mean, it's ridiculous. And so I get how if you do have a little, you know, you don't want hazmat running in, you know 6319 or 2319 or whatever they did in that Monsters, Inc. movie. So, you know, what we used to do is take a swig of alcohol back in the olden days when we had a cough, or those cough syrups with some codeine, you know, used to calm down a cough. You can't really give that to kids under two. And we've lessened those cough syrups because of the narcotic crisis. So, okay, why do you cough? Well, coughing is a brilliant mechanism. It is a fantastic defense mechanism that our body has. And I wrote all this down. It's on my Facebook page and on my Twitter to review. Basically, as soon as your body feels like there is something in it that shouldn't be, whether it's a virus, whether it's a bacteria, whether it's a piece of dust, it will trigger the sensory neurons in the lining to tell the brain to induce a mechanism that will clear the airway. So basically, a cough will help spew it out. And then your immune cells will come in to try to fight the infection, wall off, protect the lungs. Okay? You could, however, with a cough, irritate your lining because, you know, as juices flow out, it can irritate the lining, and that could cause some more inflammation, which is why some people get this bronchitis even after the virus has died, even after the bacteria could be gone usually bacteria is pneumonia, not bronchitis. But some people will be like, well, why am I coughing for weeks or months? Well, it's because of the inflammation that's making you cough. But not all coughs are caused by viruses, bacteria, or fungi. You might have acid reflux. A lot of us, when we go to bed at night, we sleep flat. We don't really sleep at an angle, right? And so then our dinner, especially if you had tacos, or I like arroz con pollo, or, you know, if you had something spicy or some chili, you know, or if you just ate a big meal, you will start to burp more, or acid from your stomach will go up into your esophagus. When the acid comes up to the esophagus, that's your food, your feeding pipe, if it goes the back channel, the back way, if you're lying down and sleeping, it could very easily turn the corner and then affect your lungs. Remember, the lung tubes are next to each other. They're just kind of divided by your epiglottis up in your throat. So if you do burp, or if you do have heartburn, or if you're lying down and the acid comes up, it can easily irritate the lungs. So a lot of times when people are sleepy, that's when acid gets to the lungs and you wake up with a cough. Some of you guys have blood pressure medications, you know, like lisinopril, captopril, zestril, benazepril, and allopril, the ones that end in ill. But those are called ACE inhibitors. Those ACE inhibitors are fantastic for high blood pressure. Unfortunately, they can make you cough. Pollution can make you cough. Pollen can make you cough. Chemicals. Everybody's cleaning in their house. Bleach and all that, that can make you cough. Mold spores can make you cough. Cold weather can make you cough. Exercise can. Allergies. Post-nasal drip. If you have asthma. If you have emphysema. If you smoke. If you have heart conditions like heart failure. Some of us, you know, God forbid if we have a tumor. Sometimes even psychological. I'm hearing people cough just because they don't want to cough. It could be a psychological thing. So people go, you know, can we cure a cough? There's no way to cure a cough. In fact, you don't want to technically cure a cough because you need that defense mechanism. Your body needs to have the ability to cough. You do not want stuff in your lungs. You don't want water in your lungs, fluid in your lungs. You want to be able to cough it up. You know, but if your pneumonia is the cause of the cough, then we could use antibiotics. If it's GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, then we could use medications that stop acid production, right? Like the PPIs, Nexium, Protonix, Prilosec, things like that. We could have you raise your bed about 45 degrees, you know, so you don't have as much of a, flat angle, and that angle will hopefully keep acid down with gravity. We can avoid spicy foods, smoking, things like that. If it's allergies, then we have to avoid allergies. We've got to avoid the pollen. We got to get away from, you know, the things that can make us, you know, sneeze and cough and things like that. God forbid it's a tumor in your lungs. That's got to get taken care of. For the viral nagging cough, though, which is kind of what some of us have, whether it's a virus, whether it's coronavirus or whatever. And that's the other thing. Some of you guys have coronavirus and you're listening to the show and you're home in isolation with your coronavirus. You know, Godspeed. Hope you get over it well. What can you do for your cough? So I love steam. I love steam showers. Whenever I have a cough, I just stand in the hot shower. I love the hot shower. You can also hold your head over a pot, over the stove. Just don't burn yourself. Humidifier, vaporizer. But, you know, the cough reflex may subside with steam, and then the moisture could help decrease the inflammation. And speaking of which, you need to stay hydrated. You have to stay hydrated. If you are dehydrated, your mucus will thicken. So if you want to decrease that mucus dryness and stickiness, add more fluid. You have to drink fluid. Okay? Dry throat does not help either. Okay? That can also cause irritation. Some people say honey works for them. You know, we used to do tea and honey. That's great. You could use, you know, warm water, lemon juice, tea, put some honey in it. It can help your throat. The only thing is you have to avoid honey in kids under 1 year of age. There are cough drops, menthol cough drops, Tessalon, benzodiazepine, you know, cough drops that are out there. Those work by causing a local anesthetic effect on the back of the throat. If we have that anesthetic effect on the back of the throat, it could decrease irritation in the cough reflex. Nothing I want you guys to use long term if you need that cough reflex, but it's something you could do. And then, of course, we may want to decrease the cough reflex by using a cough suppressant or use an expectorant to thin the mucus. Okay? We don't want people to treat themselves all the time because if you do have a chronic cough, there may be other reasons. And, you know, I hate it. You know, what if we had a family member who had lung cancer, never smoked a day in their lives. You know, but they had a cough, they thought it was allergies, kept treating themselves. You have to, you know, make sure that, you know, if your cough is going on for more than, a couple weeks. Well, with coronavirus, you need to let somebody know immediately. But in general, if you still have a cough after a cold for about a week or two, something's wrong. Got to get that checked out. Could be acid reflux. It could be allergies. Could be something else. People always ask me about natural remedies. Peppermint, thyme, eucalyptus, licorice, ginger. Those may provide some relief. I like chocolate. Give me some chocolate any time of the year. And chocolate has theobromine. That can suppress cough. In a study late 2015, they found it actually worked better than codeine. Again, you know, why narcotics and why alcohol? Well, alcohol and narcotics used to help. Alcohol would dry up the mucus because alcohol is a drying agent. Narcotics decrease the respiratory drive, and it provides analgesia, so, you know, provides some, you know, pain relief such that you don't have that irritation. So that's why, also alcohol and narcotics might induce sleep, which is why people used to use that, and then they would cough less. The problem is alcohol can increase acid reflux, worsen your cough. Narcotics, we do not want your respiratory drive decreased. So that's why a lot of people are staying away from those and not prescribing them. But I get it. I remember, you know, Phenergan VC with codeine. It was our go-to, and that would just handle people's cough, and one teaspoon would do it for the night. FDA does not recommend using those if you're under the age of 18. So I did write this article. It's called How to Quell Your Cough. You can find it on Facebook, find it on Twitter, on the Dr. Dahlia page. Hope it helps. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. I don't know about you guys in your neck of the woods, but we can't go to the movies. I love going to the movies. There were so many movies I wanted to see. I wanted to see The Quiet Place, A Quiet Place Part 2. I wanted to see the new James Bond movie. I forgot what else was going to be coming out. We're not supposed to go to the movie theaters. So Universal said they will release films that were currently in theaters as $20 rentals starting Friday. So the studios, you know, spend a lot of money making these movies, and if people are home, why not make a rental available? So they're going to release some of its newest films that are still in the middle of their theatrical runs, like The Invisible Man, The Hunt, Emma, on digital platforms where you can rent them for $20. Now, some people are like, wait a second, but a ticket price is $8 to $10 or $10 to $12. Remember, it's for the family. So $20, you could have all your friends over, you know, and watch it all. Well, no, you can't have your friends over if you're on a lockdown. Never mind. But for a family of four, you're saving some money. And trust me, Dad, if you have to sit there and watch a kid movie, Dad would much rather you guys do it this way so he doesn't have to sit in a theater, you know, for 2 hours. At least he could sit, you know, sit on his phone and do other things. Yeah, I know. What we moms go through, we will sit and watch the baby movies. I like some of the baby movies, especially Pixar. Luckily, they made them pretty cool. So the announcement comes after a historically poor weekend at the box office across the board. Overall figures brought in just $55.3 million, which are the worst numbers for this week of the year since 1995. I'm not sure what movies came out back then in 1995. I don't remember a lot of good ones. So The Invisible Man and Emma, I don't know what those are about, saw 60% and 72% drops with the last weekend, numbers that will likely get worse. New York, Maryland are going to shutter all their theaters entirely to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. Many chains like AMC and Regal are already planning to cap attendance by 50% in locations. I'm under the impression that many places are closed. So the studios would cut short a theatrical run of a movie in order to allow you to rent it, $20. Now, $20 is about five times as much as the nearly standard $3.99 price on Amazon, iTunes, and other digital retailers. Well, movies make far more money in theaters than they do through sales and rentals. So it's one of the main reasons movie theaters as an institution exist. They don't just want to release every film directly to customers. So how much money is Universal missing out? According to TheVerge.com, the original Trolls made over $346 million at the box office. Early projections estimate that the sequel will fail to bring in quite those numbers. I never saw Trolls. I don't know if it's a good movie or not. So sales and rentals of DVD and digital copies account for just a fraction of the revenue brought in by a theatrical run. Last year alone, movie purchases and rentals accounted for a combined $9.3 billion across digital and physical formats, according to the Digital Entertainment Group. The record $42.5 billion was generated by the box office in 2019. And again, I mean, we saw a lot of movies. You know, I mean, movies that I think a lot of us would be interested in is like No Time to Die, which is the James Bond movie, Fast and Furious. It's the ninth. I'm going to use this lockdown time to catch up on all the other Fast and Furiouses. I think I saw the first two. I just haven't had a chance to catch up. So I will catch up on the Fast and Furious chain. I also have to on the John Wicks. I have to watch the John Wicks if I can. Mulan is supposed to be coming out, that remake, but it's delayed because obviously the virus and the coronavirus and, you know, people might not make money. So, you know, you guys might be able to get the, get a chance to rent the movie. Okay, so we in America are watching Italy. We are watching Italy closer than China. China started to say, hey, we're staving off, we're starting to flatten the curve, we're leveling off. All right. So while we're hearing some good news out of China, they still have almost 81,000 cases, still 8 new deaths in the last couple hours being reported, 3,200 total deaths, but it does look like it's slowing down in China. Whether they're giving us exact numbers or not, it's for you and I to debate at another time. But instead, we're watching Italy very closely. Italians, might think have less to hide than China because China is already under a huge, huge, cloud of economic disaster based on this. So, you know, Italy, I think, wants to stop this as quickly as possible and I believe is a lot more forthcoming. They right now have 41,000 new cases. I'm sorry, 41,000 total cases. So they're more than half where we are on our way to China. 5,300 new cases from what we understand just in the last few hours, and then death rates rose 427 to a total of 3,405. Now, the big question people are asking is, well, hasn't Italy been on lockdown? All right, well, that just goes to show that when we are on a graph, and we've talked about the graph, the x-axis and the y-axis, x is time, right? You know, the horizontal line is how much time is going by. The y-axis is number of cases, okay? as time goes on, we want to slow down the number of cases and have it not go as high up on that Y curve. But in the beginning, it's going to skyrocket, especially as we test. We are testing more people. So one thing we have to kind of put into perspective is people die every day in these countries, especially older individuals, whether it's heart disease, lung disease, etc. If at all they test positive for coronavirus while they are dealing with their deadly illness, it might be chalked up as a coronavirus-related death because we can't prove that it wasn't caused by coronavirus. So whenever, you know how we talked about how a couple years ago we had 80,000 flu-related deaths? You know, people were just shocked going, are you kidding me? 80,000 people died from the flu. Well, not exactly. The flu didn't kill them. It was them getting a pneumonia or them getting a heart attack, you know, days after being exposed to flu. That is called a flu-related death. So one thing that a lot of us doctors want to know is, does the average American or Italian or Chinese have coronavirus such that if we're in the hospital dealing with something else and you test us, will the test be positive anyway? And so are these really true coronavirus-related deaths, or are they, you know, people that coincidentally tested positive for coronavirus while they were suffering from an illness? I'd still venture to say it's the former because they are showing us CAT scans of some of these patients, and they are describing how some of these patients that get coronavirus, especially these older patients, you know, really start to be consumed from a lung standpoint. That would make sense. But we're not getting the numbers of what these coronavirus-related deaths are. Is every one of these cases being caught, of these deaths are respiratory failure? And has bacterial pneumonia also been ruled out? Now, you can, with coronavirus, just like the flu, get a secondary bacterial infection. So this article says 99% of patients who were killed with coronaviruses did have existing illnesses and existing other diseases. They looked at 355 deaths. They found that only three victims, 0.8%, had been clear of illnesses, were healthy people before they were infected. Nearly half of them had three or more health conditions. 25.6% had two other pathologies. Now, what are these? Well, more than a third had diabetes. Another third had ischemic heart disease. 76.1%, however, had high blood pressure. Now, you got to keep in mind, the average person, I don't want to say the average person, but, you know, a third of the public has high blood pressure. So, you know, that could, again, be part coincidental. But if blood pressure, heart disease, and diabetes, atrial fibrillation, a quarter had atrial fibrillation. Some had dementia. Some had liver disease. So if somebody died of a respiratory illness, most likely it wasn't the dementia or the liver disease or the high blood pressure. It was the coronavirus. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.